How do we have a food secure world? How do we do it without a harmful environmental impact? What are the relationships between the environment, animals, and people? And what are the implications of 11.5 million Ohioans smack in the middle of 15 acres of farmland? 15 million acres of farmland. Kath Ann Kress would like to find some answers to those, and she's in position as Ohio's new Ag College Dean. She's going to be joining us today with Adam Sharp to talk about farm and food issues on Town Hall, Ohio.
This is Town Hall, Ohio, home to interesting people, engaging issues, and enlightening stories. Town Hall, Ohio is a production of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation, working to forge a partnership between farmers and consumers, and is supported by Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side. Now, here's Town Hall, Ohio host, Joe Corneli.
On May 1st, Dr. Kath Ann Kress became the new Vice President for Agricultural Administration and Dean of Ohio State University's College of Food, Agricultural, and Environmental Sciences. And if it wasn't that very day, I'm sure shortly thereafter, Farm Bureau exec Adam Sharp made a quick visit to the office to meet with Dr. Kress. For all of Ohio, consumers and farmers alike, Ohio State's Ag College is central to improving lives. And for decades, the College and Farm Bureau have found many areas of mutual interest. So today, we're going to get a chance to hear from the college's still relatively new leader. Dr. Kress, welcome to Town Hall, Ohio.
Thanks so much, Joe. It's a real pleasure to be here and to have this opportunity to talk with you a little bit about what's going on at the college.
Did I guess right, Adam? This isn't the first time you've met Dr.
Kress. We've seen each other once or twice in the last few months.
It's great to have you back on the show, too. So before we get into all the kind of things that a vice president will talk about, how's it going? Have you gotten comfortable in Ohio? Are you starting to learn how things work at the university?
Yeah, I think so. You know, everyone's just been terrific. I've received such a warm welcome all across our campus, as well as all across our state. I've spent most of the summer out and about visiting some of our extension offices in the state. I went up to Stone Lab on Lake Erie. And I also managed to get in quite a few visits to county fairs and what I affectionately referred to as my 4-H milkshake tour. So, yeah, I feel like I'm starting to get a little bit more comfortable, and I've actually managed to get away from having to use my GPS to get to and from work.
Excellent. Well, one of these days we'll bring you back in, give you a little bit more time, then we'll throw out some of these obscure Ohio town names and see if you could pronounce them.
Oh, no, please don't do that.
So how about navigating around the university? I'm sure part of your job is to get to know your other deans and get to know Dr. Drake and McPheron better and such. How's that part going?
Oh, I think that's also going very well. I had the great opportunity this summer. President Drake actually joined me on some of my tours throughout the state. So nothing like getting to know your bosses while you're riding on a tour bus across Ohio. And so that was a great opportunity. I've also been able to be on campus visiting and partnering already with several of our key partners. Certainly Dean Rustin Moore in the College of Veterinary Medicine is one of them. We have great plans for the future of ways our two colleges can really work together for mutual benefit. But I've also had great opportunities to connect with College of Medicine, College of Public Health, and I'm sure that list will just keep on growing. So it's been fast-paced this summer, but I really do appreciate how warmly I've been welcomed and just what great opportunities exist yet ahead for our college.
I see some similarities with Kath Ann and her initial steps in her new job, and not in the office a lot is what it sounds like. And if you follow her on Twitter, you know that's the case. Very similar for you, Adam, getting out and about and just getting into the homes and the farms of our members.
Yeah, we really appreciate what the dean is doing and moving around the state and getting to know folks. And, you know, of course, as you know, our Farm Bureau network is across the entire state, and I just hear back positive feedback constantly of people who've had a chance to sit down with the new dean and talk about, you know, their thoughts for the school. And for us, you know, one of the things that's critical is that, you know, our new dean is successful in her role. And the college is something that we all care so much about in this state, in Ohio State as a whole. We want to make sure that you know, we have the absolute best opportunity to build that school and to grow that school and for that school to offer to our young people in this state and to our industry in this state everything that it possibly can. So her success is critical to all of us, and that's why I appreciate so many people taking the time to host the dean as she moves around the state and to spend time and share ideas.
So give us a little bit of your personal, professional background. I didn't go into your CV the entire way through. It would have taken up our entire introduction, but just give folks a little background on yourself.
Sure. I've had, I think, a kind of an interesting path to get here. Most recently, I've come from Iowa, where I was vice president for extension and outreach at Iowa State University. Really a great opportunity to learn about agriculture and to be sort of in the thick of it there. So I really appreciated that opportunity. Before that, I was in Washington, D.C., and the most recent was I was at the Department of Defense at the Pentagon, working for military community and family policy. And that might sound like quite a departure from everything else, but I was brought in there to provide support to families of reserve and guard. That was during the time of very heavy deployment of those groups. And, you know, you may know that most of those individuals come from our rural areas. And so being able to connect through the land-grant university system to ways to support those families and service members was really important to me. And coming from a military family originally, it was just something I couldn't pass up. Before that, I was at the United States Department of Agriculture there in Washington, D.C., and before that at Cornell University up in upstate New York. So I've wandered around a little, almost always at land-grant universities and almost always at what I consider the connection between agriculture and education. To me, that's just a very exciting place to be.
So I assume that one doesn't become dean of an ag school at a major land-grant university by finding out about the job on monster.com. I imagine it's a little different than that. But at some point, the idea of getting this job, it had to be attractive to you. What drew you to Ohio State? Why did you decide to come and become a Buckeye?
Well, you know, the easy answer to that is who wouldn't want to be? You know, and I mean that quite sincerely. Who wouldn't want to be? The potential here, the opportunities. But really, what was sort of the icing on the cake in my mind was the direction that the administration and the faculty were going, particularly around the discovery themes. You know, in our college, we provide the lead for two of the discovery themes, one focused on functional foods, which I'd be happy to explain a little bit more about, and the other about the agroecosystem. These discovery themes really, I think, are going to be transformational in terms of really bringing together disciplines. We've kind of solved all the problems you can solve within just agronomy or that you can solve just in animal sciences or entomology. What the discovery themes do is it connects faculty who might be in one of those departments with somebody, say, from the College of Medicine or somebody from the John Glenn School of Public Policy. And so the creativity is just, I think, unlimited. And that was really exciting.
We are chatting with Cathann Kress, the Vice President for Agricultural Administration and Dean of the College of Food, Agricultural, and Environmental Sciences. Adam Sharp is the Executive Vice President of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation. I plugged into your initial news conference when your communications team hooked you up with reporters. I think it was primarily agricultural reporters. And you seemed to be caught just a skosh off guard when you were asked about being the relevance, the importance of being the first female dean of the college. you've already gotten the question once, so I'm not catching you off guard. But I think there's some significance in that.
Yeah, and maybe now I've maybe reassessed that a little bit. I have to tell you, I don't spend a lot of time contemplating the fact that, you know, it's a female leader instead of a male leader. I think about leadership. And so I think that was probably why the question, I was just kind of a little puzzled by the question. But since that time, as I've had a chance to meet, particularly with a number of the young women who make up our faculty and the young women who are among our incredibly talented students, I've realized that to them, it really is significant. And so I think I've come to appreciate it maybe in a slightly different way than I did at first. But to me, you know, leadership is what's number one, and I think about that first. Because, Adam, do you think about being a man before you think about being a leader?
No. And in fact, you know, that's the great part, I think, about the college. And you look at the, you know, the College of Food, Ag, and Environmental Sciences, and you look at our 4-H programs and our FFA programs and our ag ed teachers and our folks in ag communications and ag business and animal science. You know, it is a great group of people, and I don't think you don't think about those kind of things as much now as maybe in the past people did, and we're concerned that maybe the agricultural industry, the agricultural field, was perhaps male dominant. That's definitely not the case anymore, and hasn't been for a long time. And it's a great group of people.
And aside from gender, just diversity as a whole within agriculture is something that. Well, I've been in this business close to 40 years, and you just see it by growing by leaps and bounds, that a lot of different folks that didn't used to be attracted to our industry now are finding a place.
That's right, and that's definitely the case, and so is just the diversity of agriculture itself. And the dean talked about this a second ago of you know the importance of the discovery themes and how the university, so much goes on at that very large place we call Ohio State University, and connecting agriculture into so many different parts of that is natural, and it should happen. But in the past, maybe it's difficult, and not because of just agriculture, but because of all the different disciplines and where they focus. But with the discovery theme approach and connecting people in places where perhaps they've thought about there could be an impact or an importance to work together with agriculture. Now you have that very specific directive out there that helps people even more so become inclusive as far as the work that's being done. It builds ag unity, certainly, whether or not you're a small farmer, a large farmer, a part-time farmer, an organic farmer, a conventional farmer, a specialty crop person, or a livestock, or horticulture, Christmas trees, you name it. It builds that together, but it also then builds those partnerships between this very diverse agricultural industry and our partners and our communities all across Ohio.
Dr. Kress, if you ran into somebody that they said, what do you do? And, well, I'm the dean at the Ag School at Ohio State. And they say, oh, well, that's nice. Tell folks that may not be familiar with Ohio State's College of Food, Ag, and Environmental Sciences a little bit about the place.
I'd be happy to, and I can say it really simply, and then I'll give you just a little bit more of it. But very simply, what we do at the college is we sustain life, and it's really that simple. So what we're interested in has everything to do with food and food systems. How do we ensure that humans have enough to eat throughout the world? But we're also interested in how do we do that? Because it doesn't do us any good to have food if we don't have water. And it doesn't do us any good to have water if we don't have food. So we're also deeply interested in how we do that in a way that doesn't just sustain human life, but sustains animal life and also our environmental and plant life. And so that's really kind of in a nutshell what we're most interested in, but we do it in a whole variety of ways. So we do it through what people traditionally think of as agriculture and the production end of things, such as our great soybean research center and the folks who are very interested in thinking about how do we make sure that we have a very productive and efficient soybean system. But then we also have our food science, where we're trying to understand food all the way down to its micronutrients. And, of course, we have a terrific school of environment and natural resources where there we're deeply concerned about ways that we ensure water quality and ways that we make sure that we have what we need for the environment.
More about what they do at Ohio State as we continue our conversation with the Vice President for Ag Administration and Dean, Kathy Ann Kress. Be back with Adam Sharp right after this. Dr. Kath Ann Kress is the new Vice President for Ag Administration and Dean of the College of Food, Agricultural, and Environmental Sciences at Ohio State. Adam Sharp's Executive Vice President of the Ohio Farm Bureau. Here's a little piece of Ohio trivia for you, Dr. Kress. That song, Hang on Sloopy?
Yes.
Now, you may already know this, but it fascinated me to learn this here a few months ago. Jim Zeringer, who you probably met as Director of our Division at the Natural Resources, that is his what, Adam, nephew? I believe Rick Deringer. Is Jim Zeringer's nephew, and was in the McCoys that wrote and recorded Hang On Sloopy.
Oh, my goodness.
See, so you learned
six degrees of separation
exactly.
For everything.
Exactly. I don't know if Kevin Bacon's in there, but I thought you'd find that interesting. I did. So back to why we're here, that's to talk a little bit about the college. Three main mission areas is the way I look at what you do: teaching, research, and then taking that knowledge out to the public. Tell us more about that.
Yes, obviously, teaching is really at the core of what we do. The students who we're preparing to be future leaders and scientists is really one of the main reasons that we exist. But you wouldn't have that if you didn't have the discovery. The research is kind of that engine that drives everything. And then, of course, we have our extension and outreach out to all of our communities. But I'm going to differ with you. It's not just taking it out. The whole point of extension and outreach is to create a relationship with our community out all around the state so that we can share some of the discovery, but also so that it can inform the research and the teaching that we're doing on campus.
And a part of that system that Dr. Kress just defined also includes some facilities off the main campus, research farms around Ohio. And those the work that gets done there are very important to keeping agriculture alive in Ohio.
Yeah, as a lot of people know, as they travel around the state of Ohio, they will often come across a sign, you know, next to a field or next to a series of barns or facilities that say OSU, and oftentimes OSU Research Facility, where the college is conducting research around food and agriculture, livestock, the environment. And that's very important. And it's also important right now that I know one of the things that the dean is looking at is, you know, how can we make sure that the facilities for the future are what we need to make sure that we have the absolute world-class type of school that we demand in the state. And that's an important process because we do. We have lots of facilities around Ohio, and we need to make sure that some of those move along. Other ones need to absolutely be turned into the future that is what we demand for students and for research here in the state. So important activities happening right now around facilities for agriculture and for the university as a whole.
So as you consider that, what are some of the top line things that come to mind for you in terms of filtering through this? What kind of facilities do we need?
Well, there's specific reasons why one would have the facilities that we have. You know, the soil types are different. The types of research we're doing in the different places is different. And so if there's a good reason for us to have that facility, you can bet that we're going to try to figure out how we make sure it's keeping up with the times that we have the technology so that we can continue to have it be effective. But sometimes, you know, you have facilities because you've always had them, and maybe they haven't kept pace with the needs anymore. And those are ones we're probably going to have to take a look at and figure out if there isn't a more effective and efficient way for us to do the work that we need to be doing.
I think it's exciting when you see some of the plans that the college is working on, looking toward the future. When you're talking about, you know, what really are the needs for food, for agriculture, for the environment, and for the college to be interacting with the community at large. What are those facilities? And there's some absolutely fascinating and exciting stuff happening in that area that I know, you know, I can't wait to see. And, I hope my children are able to take advantage of that, right, and be able to see the college grow and see the direction that the new facilities will be taking as the school takes that hard look and makes those decisions.
One of the greatest resources the college has are the young people who attend it. You talk about change. It wasn't that long ago that Ohio farm kids went to the ag school at Ohio State. You've got people coming there that are farmers that want to go back to being farmers, and you've got kids coming there to learn that have never been on a farm.
That's true, because there just aren't enough farm kids anymore for all of the jobs in agriculture. You know, all of the colleges of agriculture throughout the nation are only filling about 61% of the jobs that are out there. So, you know, we need a lot more young people, and we need young people to understand what a vibrant industry this is to come and work in. So that means that we're going to have some young people come who maybe have never been on a farm, Adam. You know, they're going to be young people who don't even have maybe a distant relative who's on a farm. And so part of that means we really have to think about our curriculum so we are offering opportunities that helps them get some of that hands-on experience as part of their education that we kind of assumed in the past that they came to us with.
Yeah, we've only got about a minute here, but what are some of the things you're training them for? Some of the jobs that are out there that that you're helping them earn?
Well, jobs don't always look like the traditional agriculture job. While production is still really important, big data is a key part with precision agriculture. There's also a tremendous growth in areas that have to do with infectious diseases and antimicrobial resistance. So we're really looking for people who can be scientists and leaders, as well as those who are interested in production.
And what's the stats? It's a phenomenal number of the people that graduate from Ohio State are placed in their position pretty quickly.
Yes, there's 92% of our students who, when they graduate, either have a job or are already enrolled in graduate school. We're really proud of that, but we'd also like to see that number go up.
So for all of you that have young people that graduated and they're living in your basement, maybe send them back to Ohio State and go to the ag school and get a different job.
And 3 out of 4 of our students have scholarships, so that's kind of an attractive thing as well.
More with Dr. Kathleen Kress and Adam Sharp when we continue on Town Hall Ohio.
I paid for your high school, baby. Paid for your grade school, too. Yeah, I paid through the nose, baby. And I got college tuition, too. I got the college tuition. College tuition blue.
So you're thinking about that, Adam, because you got young people that are heading off to Ohio State.
And I heard the dean say a lot of scholarships come to ag kids.
I saw you writing a note down there. Our guest is Dr. Kathleen Kress. She's the vice president for ag administration and dean of the College of Food, Agricultural, and Environmental Sciences at Ohio State. Adam Sharp, executive vice president of Ohio Farm Bureau, a proud graduate of Ohio State, and probably hoping the kids go there too. Dr. Kress, you talked about this, you've talked about it several times, but recently at Farm Science Review, which by the way was a pretty good success this year, a lot of rain, a lot of heat and humidity, but a good show. You talked about what you call grand challenges. What are you referring to there?
Well, a grand challenge in my mind is a situation where there isn't an easy answer, and it's also a solution that can't be found from one discipline. So for a long time in our field, you had the agronomy department working on agronomic types of solutions, and we've researched most of those areas. There are animal scientists focused on the things that they could solve within animal science. But grand challenges are those things that it's probably going to take a lot of different disciplines. And, you know, when you think you find the solution, actually your solution may create more problems down the road. So it's something where you have to strive then to find a balance, not a solution.
This whole balance thing, that resonates with a lot of folks in farm country.
Absolutely. You know, and our state is the perfect example, right, where we're talking about making sure that we are farming and amongst, as you said in your lead-in, you know, 15 million acres of farmland with 11 million people. So we got about, not too far off a person an acre. And, you know, when you look at that, plus our environmental challenges, you're wanting to grow food in a terrific climate that is Ohio for producing food of all types and sources, but at the same time, doing that with a lot of urban interface, with a lot of environmental activity and people watching closer and closer as they should, and farmers being more and more sensitive, right, about how we farm the land as we should be. And then also health. And I know that the dean will talk about this too, but, you know, we're always talking about health. People care about their food, and they want to know about their food. They want to know where it comes from. They want to know how it's produced. These things are important. What is the impact on they and their children? So these are questions that we in the agricultural world, we have to address. We have to talk about.
So you do mention rural-urban interface as one of those grand challenges to address. How do you shape up the questions that need to be asked and answered?
Well, the rural-urban interface, I think, is a really key one. You know, in the past, I think people just kind of drew a line between rural and urban and assumed if you were urban that you didn't know much about agriculture or care that much about where your food came from. And if you were rural, then you were agriculture. Well, that's not quite the story. We know that a lot of the people living in urban areas care deeply about food and where it came from and all the issues around agriculture. And we know that there is increasingly a difference between being rural and being part of agriculture, that we have some people living in rural areas who the only experience they have with a farm is that they drive by it when they head to work. And so really trying to get a good understanding of what all those issues mean, how people make decisions then about agriculture, I think is really important. And what it really tells me is how well do we tell the story of agriculture. And I know, Adam, you know quite a lot about that.
When we talk about ag in Ohio, and this is the part that's, you know, that is that changing part is, you know, yeah, we used to, I guess, take for granted, right, that all of our friends and neighbors that lived around us across the rural part of the state, they knew what we did, and oftentimes they were working on the farm right along with us. And that's just not the case anymore. And that is an important thing to recognize, let alone our suburban neighbors, whoever they are, because we're all intermixed anymore. When we got State Farm Bureau board members, you know, who live inside metropolitan areas, you know that times have changed. And that's so critical to the future of our industry, but also to food security as a whole, that people understand where their food comes from and that they want to protect it and grow it.
Well, and back when he was Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack pointed out that for the first time ever in our nation's history, you saw a gap between what was good for production agriculture and what was good for rural economies and rural communities. Always in the past, we assumed if it was good for one, it was good for the other. And now we know that there's increasingly a gap there. And so that's also going to shape how people feel about agriculture and what kind of support we can give to rural communities. And that's also something that we care about at the college.
One of the other grand challenges you mentioned is this concept of One Health. Give us the bumper sticker version of what that means.
I'll try.
Because we need 4 hours to get into all of it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, One Health is essentially saying that it's not quite enough to think just about human health, that because of the way our world works, that it's important for us to also consider animal health as well as environmental and plant health. And that's certainly been borne out, I think, if you think about antimicrobial resistance or the use of antibiotics, or if you think about infectious diseases. If we just think about one without thinking about the others, it's just very short-sighted. So we're really trying to understand the whole big picture, and it's really complex.
You had mentioned Dr. Moore earlier, the dean of the vet school, and we've talked about that same subject with him. And I know you have an ally in that area of thinking across all of these different specialties and looking for a very broad approach to some very complex problems. We will be back to talk more with Ohio State's new ag dean, Dr. Kathy Ann Press, and Adam Sharp of the Ohio Farm Bureau when we return right after this.
Got my education out behind the bar, and I ain't a fool that knows to read. Passed each examination out behind the bar, but it almost made a wreck out of me.
Welcome back to Town Hall, Ohio, and our visit with Ohio State's new Dean of the College of Food, Agricultural, and Environmental Sciences, Dr. Kathy Ann Kress. Adam Sharp, Executive Vice President of Ohio Farm Bureau, is in with us, too. I mentioned before the break there that, and you mentioned earlier, that you and Dr. Moore from the vet school are working together, and I think you mentioned the medical college, too. Having those three entities together is kind of unique.
It is. There really aren't that many universities throughout the nation that can boast such high-quality programs or even that they have all three. So this really is a unique opportunity here in Ohio that not only do we have them, but we have such high-quality programs. So to address One Health, we're very uniquely positioned.
Another of the grand challenges that you mentioned, and it seems like probably the most obvious for an ag school, is food security. A very broad subject, everywhere from making sure we can grow sufficient amounts of calories at an affordable cost to giving somebody that's the most particular foodie in the world exactly what they want, and then, of course, just getting that food into communities. A very broad subject.
It's incredibly broad, and you're right. This is one of the primary reasons that we exist and that we will likely always exist and have why agriculture is so important to our world. Here we really are, as you said, talking about food production and all the different components of it. We're talking about distribution and distribution systems. We're talking about food waste and how do we avoid food waste and how do we ensure that we've really taken advantage of this great system that we have for food. There's so much about food, I think, that people take for granted and don't recognize the complexity and how it gets into everything. Trade policy, infrastructure, bridges, locks and dams, roads. Agriculture is really part of all of those things. And so, yes, this one is a particularly complex issue.
Adam, the farm community, we used to think about, well, let's just make sure we squeeze that last bushel of yield out of our cornfield and that last ounce of gain out of our steers. But we're becoming accustomed to this fact that we're just a part of a very long chain to feed a hungry world.
Yeah, I mean, food policy has evolved enormously in the last decade or so. And it's something that Ohio State's been very involved in, and the college has been very involved in for quite some time, as having those terrific thinkers there who are talking about options in farm and food policy and pushing not only the agriculture industry, but folks across the food chain to think about what is the best policy to have, whether it's local policy, whether it's national policy, that's going to drive food production or curtail food production or push food production in a certain direction. It's critical for not just for Ohio, but for the country and for the world, because how we set policy around food and farming is absolutely critical and has a huge impact. And Ohio State has been a great thought leader in that for many years, for many decades, really. And we look forward to that in the future, because that is very much a part of food security.
Another one of the complex issues is water quality, and you tee that up as one of our grand challenges. When I have folks ask me about farmers' impact on the environment and why don't they stop, I exaggerate. I said, yeah, we could have agriculture not have a least amount of impact on water quality. And they say, how do you do that? I said, well, we stop farming. Well, clearly that's not a practical decision. But this nexus between being able to feed hungry people and protecting our water, that's one of the big challenges Ohio State is into.
And that's one of them that, as I mentioned, there really isn't an answer. There isn't one solution that we're going to be able to discover in the laboratory or out in the field and then be able to give that's going to work for everybody. And it really is that complex. So what we know is if we can find something that works, let's say on a farm up in Northwest Ohio, what we know is that we found something that works on a farm in Northwest Ohio, and we don't know anything about even just a mile away whether the soil type's the same, the slope's the same, and everything else is going to be the same. And so that's why this is an area to be really cautious in, because if we start making policies and saying everybody needs to do this, we know we could actually do more harm than good.
And that's one of the things that farmers across the state are paying attention to, and frankly, through Farm Bureau and other farm organizations, they're putting their money where their mouth is.
Yeah, and that's been a really interesting partnership and collaboration between the ag industry and Ohio State University now for a number of years, whether it's been research, on-the-ground education of farmers, running the training programs for farmers to learn more about nutrient management and be certified in nutrient management activities, water quality, basic research, what's happening out on the farms. All these things are very, very important. NOSU's impact even on the lake with the work that they do through the Sea Grant program, all absolutely critical to water quality and working with agriculture.
We have pretty well whipped through this show down to 5 minutes. So we'll be back in just a couple moments to spend our last 5 minutes chatting with Ohio State's new Ag Dean, Dr. Kathy Ann Kress, Adam Sharp, Executive Vice President of Ohio Farm Bureau, in the studio as well. We'll be back right after this. Singing that as we speak. Dr. Kathy Ann Kress is Ohio State's Ag Dean. Adam Sharp of the Ohio Farm Bureau in as we hopefully get some folks to know a little bit more about Dr. Kress, just relatively new to the state of Ohio, moved in here in the job and in the 1st of May. We were talking about facilities earlier and a lot of the good things that happen on campus, Dr. Kress. A part of the system is located up at Worcester, the Agricultural Technical Institute, and That's a pretty good way to get people into agriculture or some of the programs that may not necessarily want a four-year degree or may not want to come and live on campus at Columbus.
Well, ATI, we're incredibly proud of it because it really broadens the educational opportunities we have available to offer students and different kinds of learners. Very technically focused, very hands-on, and I think it well prepares our students to get out into the work world, or they can also come on down to the Columbus campus after getting their two-year degree there. It is considered to be one of the best ag tech institutes in the nation, and it just, I think, does a great job of getting those students in, hands-on, and then back out into the work world.
And we see a lot of young people who may not go on to a four-year college career, Adam, but they go to ATI, they get back out into the workforce, and they evolve into Farm Bureau leaders. I mean, these are... You wouldn't necessarily think of a two-year college as developing leadership skills, but they come out of that school pretty well-rounded.
And it does. And at the Farm Science Review that we were just at here not long back, I ran into one of my neighbors, you know, who's a student at ATI now, and he was so excited to be there. And he was already making plans for beyond the 2 years. You know, he was just starting right now, but he's already laying out to me what he was gonna use that degree for and where he was moving to next with it. And a lot of those students, you know, will come down to the school and complete a 4-year degree. Others like this young man was, you know, he was heading off to the fire academy after he was finishing up what he really wanted to get squared away was a good degree in agriculture. So, you know, it gives you options, and that's what a world-class education is all about.
I'm not sure exactly what the chain of reporting is at Ohio State, but aren't you in the position where your boss had your job before?
Yeah, that's not too bad of a place to be, is it? Yeah. Bruce McFerrin, of course, is currently our provost and just doing a great job as provost. And, you know, it's a definite advantage to have someone sitting in that chair who has a great understanding of the portfolio of our college and who understands and appreciates both our challenges and opportunities.
And I've gotten the sense, we've had Dr. Drake, the president of Ohio State, in here several times, and I've gotten the sense that he's got a pretty strong appreciation for what happens at the school that you're in charge of now, too.
He does, and like I said, he's just been terrific. He and I traveled some this summer together, and he was great about coming out and learning more about a number of our programs, as well as his wife did as well. She's taken a couple tours of a few of our facilities, research facilities, and both of them are keenly interested in the work we do and the way it impacts Ohio.
So, Adam, real quick, I'll let you give your 2 cents worth and then Dr. Kress give hers. But you've got two young kids, four parents that have prospective college students. You're an alum. You're a proud alum. What would you tell parents and kids about Ohio State?
I absolutely got to look at the College of Food, Ag, and Environmental Sciences as an opportunity that can take you so many different directions, whether you're looking at folks who are interested in communications in the media, interests in food, interest in science, whether you're looking at education, if you have an interest in animals and livestock. And I was talking with a young student the other day who's, you know, who's from inner city Philadelphia and came here to the College of Ag because of their interest in animals. So it's so diverse what you can do with a degree coming out of the College of Food and Agriculture. And it's something that I would absolutely recommend everybody to take a look at.
And Dr. Kress, the sense of community. I mean, you don't run into anyone who's got a job in agriculture in Ohio where they weren't on the livestock judging team with someone or in the same agricultural fraternity
at
Ohio State or in 4-H together. That community that the college builds is important, too.
We really do believe in the importance of the community. And one of the things I'm most proud of for our college is on our campus, we have a reputation for being the college that really leads in the area of student success, of providing support to our students and having just incredible retention rates. Once a student comes, they stay.
Well, we'll have to have you back. We've run out of time, but not out of questions. I hope you'll rejoin us again sometime.
I'd be happy to. Thanks so much.
Dr. Kathy Ann Kress, Vice President of Agriculture and Dean of the College of Food, Agricultural, and Environmental Sciences at The Ohio State University. Thanks to all of you for joining us on Town Hall, Ohio.
Town Hall, Ohio is a project of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation and is brought to you with the support of Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side. Join us again next week for Town Hall, Ohio.